Hosanna in the highest, and the Lord and Jesus. Amen.
And you can follow the Pumpkin Pie Fraudcast on Facebook, or you can follow us on Twitter at Pumpkin Pie Fcast. You can do the same for Jeremy by himself at on Twitter at Blindfold801 or Blindfold801 on Facebook. You can also follow him on his Bandcamp page, which is Jeremy Velarde at .bandcamp.com. JeremyVelarde.bandcamp.com. And he's got some other stuff there. You can also follow Brad Barker on Twitter at Brad Barker Art, or you can follow him on Facebook with his victimswilling.com. Oops. You can find them on Facebook too. Or you can go to victimswilling.com, or you can go back to Facebook and go to Brad Barker Art, bigartcartel.com. Whoops. I seriously need to hire somebody to do this shit for me. All right. So Brad Barker Art on Twitter. And then victimswilling.com, and then Brad Barker Art, bigcartel.com, or you can find him on Facebook at Pinprick Buttons. Oh my goodness. So anyway, I need complete help with this. So if anybody has some neat talking skills that are better than mine, come on in. Because I'm just going to talk about Jesus and the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest. Amen.
Anyway, you can... I don't know. I'm really appreciative of you guys listening to this. So I'm going to leave this as the intro. So enjoy this gosh dang show. Bye-bye.
In action.
Whoa.
Oh, back. That was loud.
Back in black.
Now that you said I talk loud, I just,
you're gonna
back
be
in action.
Yeah,
everybody.
We got Peter fucking Culver in the house. Back. How long has it been since you've been
here at
Campfire Bat Studios?
I don't know.
I like the pie hole. That was good.
The pie hole? Should we call it the pie hole instead?
Maybe just when people are playing here.
Okay. The pie
hole. Yeah, music.
Okay.
Pie hole.
Well, he'll be at Campfire Bat Studios and the Pie Hole.
Oh.
Double dipping.
Ooh.
Holy fuck. He's got every one of his 10 fingers in the cookie jar.
Nice.
So how long's it been?
I don't know.
Over here?
It's been
like
a long
almost
time.
A year and a half or
probably
something?
A year, yeah. At least a year, right?
I don't know. I guess so.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, this is what, our 2-year anniversary this October for Pumpkin
really?
Pie Frog Podcast?
Yeah, it's probably been about a year. I think I did it for a year.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. But now close you come to. Back and the spotlight's on you because you're going to be playing some songs. We're going to be asking you who your influences
they're right
are.
Here.
Wow.
Asking you how the fife playing is going.
Yeah, the fife is going good.
You sat the oboe down to play fife?
Yeah.
That was a big decision. How'd that come?
I just like the name cooler. It's a cooler name. Fife
than oboe? Yeah. I like them both. Fifes don't remind me of otters like oboes do.
Oh. Yeah.
I think either if an oboe's playing, there's either a villain around the corner or like a group of otters like fucking in tuxedos or something.
What does an oboe sound like? So like the fat guy walking.
No, I don't want to do that.
That's a
tuba.
Reference,
so. That's a tuba.
Oh, tuba. Sorry. You're like, I don't want to do that.
No.
I wasn't talking about you.
Otters are villains.
Okay.
Or a villainous otter.
Whoa.
Holy fuck, how insane would
double dipping.
Yeah, that would be
an oboe.
Maybe like two reference. Oboes. A dual oboe.
Oboe dueling?
A tubo.
Dueling oboes?
A tubo? Oboe? Ooh. Oh, bow. So, and then it's Jeremy and myself again.
Hello.
Yay.
Yeah. So,
what's up?
Why don't you start off with telling us a little bit about the Create 01 show again?
Create 01 is November 3rd at 6 p.m. It's an art and acoustic show at Cocopelli's Coffee House in Highland.
Mm-hmm.
On Highland Drive, 3955 South. It's a free show, but we suggest $5. Because we are going to turn around and give it to charity, the Road Home.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be silent auctions there. So you could come and get a pretty badass painting for probably cheap, depending on who auctions what, you know, who writes down what. But the artists are going to be JLJ,
mm-hmm.
who's been on the podcast,
mm-hmm.
Brad Barker, who's
mm-hmm.
been on the podcast,
mm-hmm.
Joey Velarde,
who's
been
on
the
podcast,
and Lance Everill, who has not been on the
but
podcast.
But he could be a potential candidate.
Yeah.
Does he play oboe or fife?
He plays the guitar.
So he can probably do that. Does he sing, too?
No, he doesn't. I don't think so.
Maybe he could.
He probably could.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys that
just picks up anything and just tears it up.
Yeah. He used to break dance in high school.
No shit.
Yeah. I hear he's badass.
I need a bigger room so we can throw some cardboard down here.
We could have our first visual.
Badass.
Yeah. We could film it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll probably film Pete too.
Yes.
Okay.
And
you posted it on the podcast page, didn't you?
Uh-huh. I think so.
I think so too.
Maybe it's on your YouTube. Though.
It's on my YouTube.
If not, we'll post it again.
Which it comes up all over
no,
anyway.
That was last time with Chad Jensen.
Yeah.
He tore it up, dude. Tore that.
He was amazing.
Up. Yeah.
After I heard that show, I was like, I got to do this now.
Yeah. He's
he
badass.
Was way good. He needs to do more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's got a Bandcamp page.
You hear that,
I
Chad?
Think
do
just
more.
ChadJensen.bandcamp.com.
Mm-hmm. You can hear all kinds of old unfold stuff, and him and I are going to start recording together, or I'm going to record some of his songs and possibly record together some stuff and put that out on his page as well. So. Look
nice.
Forward to some Chad Jensen acoustic.
Yes.
Jive.
And look forward to Peter Allen Culver, who's playing also at the Create 01 Art Show. Myself, Tyler Privet.
Privet.
And
you guys should have Tyler do this show too, by the way. I was thinking today.
Yeah, I was thinking
and
that as well.
Amelia
Dawn.
Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You thought she was good, yeah?
I thought she was good.
The stuff on YouTube and stuff?
Yeah, the stuff I heard.
She plays open mic all the time. That's where I met her.
At High Point?
At High Point, 7800 South Redwood-ish.
Not to mention JLJ's, was he owner of that? Co-owner, I guess we'll say.
Yeah.
Of Cocopelli's Coffee, so.
Yeah.
Drink some coffee, fuckers.
Yeah, bitches.
Buy a fucking biscuit, or what are those things called? Those brown, long coffee crackers?
Oh, yeah.
Buscotti?
Brown
oboe?
Coffee crackers.
What is it?
Is it oboe?
No,
oboe?
Oboes are black, you dumb motherfucker. No, it's like a Buscotti or something. I don't know.
Yeah, Buscotti.
Obviously not a coffee.
Something drink. Like that.
So, anyway, Peter.
So we're going to all be hopped up on coffee when we play? Do you drink coffee?
I love coffee, dude.
Yeah, so do I, especially places like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be all jittery and shit.
Have you ever been to that Coca Belly's?
Never
it's
been
pretty
there.
Pretty bad. I mean, it's a little.
They do open mic there, too, yeah.
Friday nights.
I'm going to start probably going Friday nights.
Yeah. Do open mics. Are you still doing open mics at High Point?
Yeah, on Saturdays if I have Saturdays off.
Nice.
I haven't done it for like a month because we've been working.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. So probably like in a couple weeks, I'll do it again there.
So is it pretty much the same people to do it every
it's
show?
It's a lot, yeah.
Week?
There's usually like two or three new people every week. But yeah, you go in there and you know everybody, and everybody does their time slot and whatnot. There's a guy there that plays harmonica.
Uh-huh.
I want him to come up and jam for that Bob Dylan song you wanted me to learn. I finally learned it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Good, because
I
never
playing
really
it
did.
At home. Yeah.
What song is that?
I Shall Be Released.
Good song.
Good fucking song.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan's version, isn't that great?
It's not that great, but the
so
band.
So many covers.
The
yeah,
band,
the band
is fucking great
yeah.
version
good,
of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was his band, right?
Yeah. But it's a different dude singing, so
right.
It sounds good. Not,
right.
So.
Say we think, be pleased.
Well, he's got a couple versions of it. And
Bob Dylan does?
Yeah. One of the bootleg versions is really good.
Really?
Uh-huh.
He just doesn't seem to try, like, to hit notes.
No.
He just kind of talks.
Oh, and it's even gotten worse. He just
cool.
came out with a new album, which is
really?
Just, yeah, it's pretty bad.
He's such a good songwriter.
He was a poet.
Yeah, well, yeah. He's a poet with guitar
yeah.
and a harmonica.
Yeah.
Shit.
No.
Not everybody can sing, Pete.
I know. I know myself.
I don't know why you're picking on Bob Dylan.
Why are you getting so defensive, Adam?
Yeah, that's usually Adam's job.
Yeah, I don't like him either.
I like him.
I like
MC5.
Fucking go home. Go home.
Just had to put that out.
Which so we introduced the podcast with some MC5. So
it'd probably be the first time I hear MC5.
Really?
When I listen to this later, yeah.
I bet you've heard we've got the jam. Or what is the?
Kick out the jam.
Kick out the jam.
Yeah, that's what I introduced
maybe.
It
oh, nice.
To. Because
oh,
it says motherfuckers in the beginning.
Yeah.
Kick out the jam, motherfuckers!
Oh, yeah, you're talking about
it. I was like, holy shit, that's so fucking cool. And I was asking my dad the other day, I'm like, dude, did you ever get into MC5? And he's not a big music guy. He's just like, no. Like, ah, man.
But he knew who they were?
I don't know. I love how constantly I'm telling these bad stories that have no fucking ending. No beginning, middle, or end. It's just like...
I don't know. Our listeners could be like, well,
one
Adam's
time,
dad
one,
didn't like MC5.
One time, Brad gave
now
me a tape, and it was a cassette tape, and it was good.
It was good.
But yeah, I've been... swinging on the fives nuts all fucking maybe like 2 weeks now.
Speaking of Brad,
mm-hmm.
I've seen a painting that he's working on for the show.
Mm-hmm. He's working on?
I had ice in my mouth. I'm going to be swinging on his nuts, dude.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty bad.
Dude.
Brad ass.
Dude, Brad is one of my favorite artists, just straight up artists
yeah.
of all time, dude.
Yeah.
Like, he was a big influence on me as far as like... writing and like teaching me the fucking how to go about like booking shows and it's you know just everything about it you know not to be like a because when I first started I'd get up on stage and I'd be like oh did you guys hear me fuck up and he's like dude nobody heard that shit
yeah.
don't
yeah.
you don't gotta bring attention to it I'm like oh yeah I guess not you know
yeah.
so thanks Brad
and he gave you an Everclear tape once
and he gave me an Everclear
I know I heard that
and
on
it was
some
it
podcast
was,
I was listening
it was pretty
to.
Good
awesome.
It was pretty good, that cassette.
And he did the one of the art for your Creator one?
Yeah, yeah.
Because both those pictures that you posted
the skulls
are awesome.
And,
the
yeah,
skulls.
Both of those he did, actually.
Oh, he did both of them? Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
And you did the girly?
No, Joey did.
Oh, Joey did
yeah,
that?
I'm lazy.
Oh.
The girly just hoodie? Like,
you yeah. and Joey have a similar style,
yeah.
though, to... Like, I thought it was yours, because that's
yeah,
how...
it looks like.
Yeah.
yeah.
But anyway.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm.
So, Pete, what have you been into lately?
Music-wise?
Yeah.
Since
the spotlight's on you.
Maverick and the Sweetheart Rebellion?
Yeah.
That's, like, all I listen
great
to.
Great band. That's our old drummer, Billy, his new band.
And Tyler Privet, that's
mm-hmm.
going to be playing our show.
Mm-hmm.
His band. It's amazing. I mean, it's pretty much all I listen to on the
yeah.
way to work.
It's a good band, dude. I seen him. I only seen him the one time out in Ogden. They played... What was that show called? It's like an outside venue. It was like fucking Enough's
was
Enough is there.
Fest, yeah.
Oh, really?
Some, you know, Hair Fest or
mm-hmm.
Spandex Fest.
Right, yeah. I don't remember what it was.
But
called.
They fucking did way good, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the best part about that was, did you see the guy that was head to toe what's that multicolored shit the hippies wear?
Tie-dye?
You didn't see him? Oh, that was awesome. I took a picture of him. And then there was another guy that was in a band who had such obviously dyed black hair. Because he was old and it was all thin and you know how it kind of looks
like
brittle.
Shoe polish?
Yeah. So he had shoe polish hair and then this white mustache because it... another one of those stories.
Another great story.
I don't think.
It was the best part.
Fuck. No, I didn't see
anyway,
that.
They did a good job.
It was good. Yeah, they got in at the last minute on that because another band canceled or whatever.
Hmm.
And they actually, they had a contest to sign, you know, who wins.
Mm-hmm.
Would you, know,
don't
you vote for it?
Small tour, right?
No, just for the winter version of that.
Oh, yeah.
To play a show. And they fucking won.
Yeah.
Maverick. Is that the show they weren't even coming on the up with? Isn't there...
There's that one's Mars. In, well, it's Maverick and the Sweetheart Rebellion. M-A-S-R.
Okay.
It does look like Mars if you're dyslexic, I guess.
I was like, Mars costume show? That sounds fantastic.
No, that's their show, Five Monkeys.
Me.
That's their Five Monkeys show.
Okay.
October
when is that?
26th.
Cool.
$5, I think, to get in. It's costume optional, but they want everyone to wear costumes. Maverick themed. Which I don't know how you explain that.
Maverick themed?
Like an
outlaw cowboy.
Yeah, they call it something. I don't know. Rebel. Something like that. I don't know. Anyways.
Like just a rebel?
A rebel, yeah.
A rebel costume?
Yeah, if you can wear that.
Are they going to cover David Bowie's Rebel?
And then on the TV screen, it's going to be Saved by the Rebel.
Wow.
You squeezed it in somehow.
I had to.
Lisa Turtle's hot. So.
Who just said that?
That's
all I've been listening to.
That's all you've been listening
to? Well, I honestly listen to Coppertone Park a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love it. It's good.
Thanks.
And then Jeremy, I made a CD off your Bandcamp stuff. All your, I guess they're not all new songs, but there's like 7 or 8 songs that you have on there. Mm-hmm. I just put them all on one CD, jam that.
Cool. Thanks, dude.
It's good stuff, man.
Thanks.
It's inspiring.
What part of your life were you at where you decided that you wanted to play music?
Well, I always wanted to play music.
Uh-huh. So you were just kind of, as far back as you remember,
you've always been into
music?
Early teenage years, I was, you know, with my friends, we're always talking about it, you know. We're going to start a band and all that shit, and nobody else would do anything, so... Like, my cousin kept buying shit because he was rich.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd buy a guitar and then never play it. So I'd buy it off of him. Same thing with drums. I had his drum set for a while. And the other two guys that we always talked never did nothing. You know, went their own way.
Did you ever get the knack for the drums at all or just kind of dinking around?
Dinking around. I mean, I have a hard time with my foot.
Mm-hmm.
It's either all every beat or none at all. I can't coordinate my feet with my hands.
I'm the same way.
So, I mean, I worked on it for a little bit when I had drum sets different times,
mm-hmm.
but it's just not my thing.
So you've had multiple drum sets?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Probably like 3 different times I've had
this
a drum
new.
Set.
I've never even knew this about you.
Yeah. Just, you know, when you're a teenager, you just like want to do anything.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But then you can't just play drums by yourself. So I ended up on guitar because that's really the only thing you can play by yourself
because
nobody else would do anything. It's kind of frustrating.
So when you first started out, did you start out playing other covers or just like did you start writing your own stuff?
I never wrote stuff until 4 years ago.
Oh, really?
Serious?
Yeah, never ever. I don't think. Yeah, no.
Huh.
Well, I had a band with a guy from work, Shooter.
Uh-huh.
Remember, Shooter played drums for a short time,
uh-huh.
and I wrote songs for that, but they were like cheesy, like Rammstein ripoffs or Blink-182 ripoffs. It was a weird combination.
Yeah, that's kind of.
So there's a song called Chainsaw. Just because it sounded Rammstein, Chainsaw. it was awesome. It was a great song, dude.
Right,
it was really cool. But.
So was that your first band? Or?
Yeah, that was my first real, like, let's jam with more than one other person,
mm-hmm.
you know. I mean, I had jam with my brother-in-law. Well, my brother-in-law and his little brother, we played for a short time, just did, like, Queensryche covers and U2 covers for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't really work.
Yeah, you're matching up like bizarre bands with each other.
Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm. That's how I do, you know.
Queensryche opened up for U2.
Yeah.
They probably a little hint of Rammstein in there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good stuff. What can I say?
U2 hosht.
But then like way later, you know, I met you and wanted to play bass and you wanted to play guitar because mm-hmm. you played bass forever.
Mm-hmm.
And started that band. That was my first real, like, real band.
So Radio
like,
Courtesy.
So that was,
Radio
the, first, that was the first
oh, yeah.
you were playing bass?
Yeah. That was the first time I played bass in a band.
Huh.
But you've you owned basses before, or you kind of
I just
around
I barely just bought a bass.
Oh, really?
That just that four string, Ibanez mm-hmm. piece of shit. But it had buzzes in it and shit. So when we started that, I bought that other one, my five string, which was a joke, right?
Right.
I mean, that's I hope nobody saw Radio Courtesy and was like, "Oh, he plays five string bass. He's you know badass or whatever." Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
It was a joke. We were trying to be over the top. That was the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. When we first started, that's why I'm
was
Hex.
That, that's what
it
the
was
nickname
over
was
the top.
About.
Yeah, it was like, okay. Let's be over the top and do cheesy, like, because we were going to do punk versions of
hair metal.
That was the original idea
yeah,
behind
it.
Yeah, because
it was a three-piece band at first. It was just me, Pete, and Billy.
Uh-huh.
And
you
we
two
were
going to switch off singing?
Mm-hmm.
We were going to, because we were going to do, like, we did a bunch. I mean, we did Quiet Riot.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we do? Skid Row,
Poison,
which we always
Skid
did.
Row.
Poison, yeah. But then we started jamming. I don't even know what happened.
I think
you just kind of
you know how you just kind of you plug in, you start tuning, and then you just start dicking around, and
yeah.
And then everybody's like, "Oh, what's that?"
Yeah, what's
like,
that?
"Holy fuck, we're amazing! Let's do this for life."
yeah,
yeah.
We kind of went overboard
jobs.
On that.
Oh
yeah,
dude, we had a MySpace up before we even had a song.
Yeah,
written.
The song wasn't even finished.
Really?
It was like one riff, and
yeah,
we're like, let's take pictures and put them on MySpace.
We went outside and took pictures wearing respirators.
Oh, shit. I remember that.
In front of a
pine
tree.
I remember that, too. Weren't you wearing like an AC/DC hat or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember those pictures.
But we're like in a pine tree somehow. So it looks like
yeah, we weren't even in front of it. We were like, let's get in there.
Yeah. So like the picture looks like a Christmas tree with fucking retarded ornaments on there.
Alvin, Simon, and Theodore.
Like,
hell yeah.
What's wrong with that tree that the ornaments need respirators?
I'm allergic to pine, I guess.
But yeah, we went. You know, you get excited like that. So.
Yeah.
So what were your major influences like growing up?
Queensryche.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hate to say Queensryche because they didn't influence me. I don't play that style of music at all ever.
But that was one of your favorite.
I don't think it matters.
Yeah, I
got you interested in music.
Yeah, I mean Metallica. When I first started playing guitar, it was all. Oh, look, I can play a Metallica riff.
Yeah.
So as far as influencing my sound on electric guitar, it was very Metallica, Megadeth, power chords, and chug, you know.
Just more metal. And then you were totally metal, into Barry Manilow for a while, too, right?
Yeah, I wasn't. I wasn't until recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I grew up listening to it because of my parents.
Uh-huh.
But when I started doing karaoke and shit, I was like, I could probably do Barry Manilow.
Right.
And then got into him.
No, again. It's always cool when you meet, like... you don't look like you're into Barry Manilow.
Right.
You know
that's
what I mean?
Why I like him.
And then when, like, if you're somebody on the outside and they're like, that metal dude likes Barry Manilow, like, and likes him, really. Like,
yeah.
He's not
I love
around,
him. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He's awesome. That's why when I do karaoke, that's one of my first song, I always do Barry Manilow.
Because
it shocks people.
Right.
And then I do Marilyn Manson later, and they're like, now we get it. But it throws people off. Or country, you know, I like a lot of country.
Yeah.
Of a country voice, because it's low.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway,
yeah. Is your songwriting influenced by country, or is it just influenced by? Or do you just kind of open your mouth and it fucking comes out? You know,
that was hot when you just said that.
Thank you.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, since I started writing like acoustic stuff, like 4 years ago when I lived with Adam for a couple months, that was loud.
That was loud.
It was awesome. Background.
Some fucking otters.
Ooh, Infant Sorrow's on.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I started writing acoustic music, too.
When you live with Adam?
With Adam.
Yeah. It does that. I mean, it already started Radio Courtesy, but...
I'm blushing.
Lots of beer and tears. And yeah, you're gonna end up writing some shit.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I think what caused me to start writing was... Well, we had learned I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles. And I was like, I'm going to look up some more Beatles songs. And I realized they're not that complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, shit, I could do that. Like, three chords? I could probably... I mean, Beatles are better than that, but... So I wrote that.
I was going to say which songs I want to cover.
I know, right? Well, I Want to Hold Your Hand, I think, is four chords or five.
Yeah.
And anyways, so I wrote a song with Charity, our old singer, that Better Days song, which is like three chords. I was like, wow, I can actually write. So I wrote a bunch of songs, just started writing. So my influences now, though, like Steve Pultz.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to you about him. You know Steve Pultz?
Nope.
He's an acoustic artist. He started in the Rugburns in San Diego. It was a punk band.
Hmm.
And then went acoustic, which is kind of your thing, too.
That's
yeah,
my favorite.
That's like
yeah.
always the best.
Yeah. He did a lot of writing with, like, Jewel and stuff.
Yeah, he wrote Jewel. Okay. He wrote You Were Meant for Me with Jewel and got a whatever the award is. What is it? Grammy?
Grammy.
For that. And probably made a lot of money off that song.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of started doing his own solo career. And all he does now is tour. He tours, like, 11 months of the year and just plays everywhere.
Hmm.
So I like him a lot. Sorry, I keep, like, almost burping.
Sorry.
And then right now,
don't worry about
besides
it,
you guys, I know.
Sorry.
No, really, it's fine. You know,
I don't want to make it weird.
People sometimes get gassy. Right? You know, it's fine. Yeah.
And so he kind of started. Well, Jewel did too. When Jewel played acoustically just by herself on MTV or whatever, I was like, wow, that's
her,
all you
her
need.
Her first one was good.
The mm-hmm. first one was way good. Yeah.
And then everything else after that was
second
shit.
And third one were all right, and then she went weird, and then now she's country.
Yeah.
And the country, I think, is fine. You know. It fits her voice and whatnot. But and then recently, not recently, like 4 or 5 years ago, started listening to John Crosby. I told you about him, mm-hmm. I think, from Vast. He was the lead singer, and he's like the Trent Reznor of Vast. Like, he does everything.
Mm-hmm.
It was industrial and heavy and evil and dark, and then he started doing acoustic shit, just solo stuff. And I was like, wow, I play one of his songs, a bunch of Steve Pult songs. That's kind of what kicked me off. And then Crazy Heart.
Yeah.
When I seen that movie, I was like, this is what I want. You know, I want to be old and fat and out of shape and smoking, driving a piece of shit, you know, sitting on the front porch playing guitar and shit. So that's all I care about now as far as music.
Cool.
Yeah.
Fuck that metal shit.
So yeah. You don't.
Except for Blindfold 801.
Thank you.
I always have Blindfold in my car. I always have Copper Tone Park in my car.
Badass.
Maverick. And I'm trying to think of other local. Oh, the Brian Bingham CD.
Oh, yeah?
It's got four songs. Have you heard that?
Which one? Is it the... is it just Brian Bingham EP? Or
Yeah, the EP, yeah.
With the, like a handicap guy?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I've got that.
It's got a handicap guy on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a bathroom sign looking with a guitar.
Mm.
Really good album.
What is it called? I know it has a name, Beat.
Beat,
is it
called
Beat?
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, that one's in my car. I've been listening to that a lot lately. The one song, Red Rover.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
He's got a song that's not on there, but it's online.
Oh,
it's
really?
Called Graffiti.
Oh, is it good?
Dude.
Oh, that's the one that you freaked out about the first time you heard it. You're like, oh my gosh,
dude,
so good.
We're going to play with this dude?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, he's amazing. Yeah, they played it.
Have you guys heard? Sorry,
go ahead.
I cut you off like I used to in the old days.
yeah.
Have you guys heard the new Mumford and Sons?
No, I didn't even know it was on like out until like yesterday.
Dude, it is fucking bad.
Is it?
Ass.
I fucking love that first one, dude.
It's really good. It's really, really good.
I don't even know who that is.
It's folk.
Yeah, every time I listen to you guys on the podcast, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, it's new. It's new is and it? Popular.
Yeah, they did really good. They were on Austin City Limits last year.
Uh-huh.
Fucking amazing performance, dude.
Yeah, I saw them. I think they were on the Grammys.
Oh, really?
And they're playing with a couple other big folk bands.
Uh-huh.
You know, that was
so it was like a Mighty Wind and shit?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking
And then
cool.
Bob Dylan came out, and he played harmonica, and they covered... I think they covered, well, I forget what song, what Bob Dylan song they covered, but it was like all the like new folkies and,
oh, really?
And Dylan, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Was, did the soy cool. piece guy didn't come out? Naked?
No, that'd be badass.
He's all...
But sorry.
No,
that's back
right.
to you, Pete.
I don't know what I was saying anyway, so.
So no more metal then for you?
As far as performing?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not.
Not even solo spectral and analysis or anything like that?
That'll probably... come back sometime.
That's
it's
your
more
solo
industrial. Mm-hmm.
That's just you by yourself.
No, I kind of started with this, another guy from work, Nick. Mm-hmm. We were doing stuff for a while and then kind of just got, you know, distracted by life.
Mm-hmm.
I might go back to that, but I just feel like the band I just tried to start where I was going to be the metal singer.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I'm too old for that. Mm-hmm. Like, it just feels cheesy. I don't know. When I write, it comes out this way with acoustic guitar and more sad songs and stuff. I just want to scream in a band, if somebody else wrote it,
right,
that'd be great. But this, you know, I don't want to have to do everything. Is that, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So were you the main songwriter in that band?
Oh, yeah. Well, the bass player was good at writing music, but as far as, like, I was writing guitar parts, keyboard parts, lyrics, putting them together, melodies and all that shit. It was a lot of work for...
Yeah, once
that,
it once it turns into
stuff.
Work,
yeah,
it's
I know.
Gay,
I just
dude.
I was just like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah,
when I can sit in my room and play my guitar and write songs constantly, you know, is way better.
Well, especially if you have that much responsibility for the song, and then there's other people telling you what they don't like.
Right,
what, it's like fucking, I'm doing everything, so you don't tell me what to do.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
You know.
I mean, there is an aspect of creating music with other people.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I need to have that.
Right.
But for now, I'm just like, I'll just do it myself or whatever and collaborate once in a while.
I think the performing music with other people is 1,000 times more fun
than by yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hell
it's
yeah.
It's easier, it too.
It's easier. Like, it's less funner. And
yeah.
Yeah. You're all experiencing the same thing. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, but when you're by yourself, it's like.
Yeah, it's a little
that's,
more.
That's life, Jeremy. You know, togetherness, you know.
You
being
betcha.
By yourself
all about
sucks.
Connection.
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah. Holding hands. Peace on earth.
Good show.
True. It's true, but I can't get you fuckers to do anything, so...
What are you
talking
about?
You can. Can't get this fucker.
I got this podcast to run, dude. Yeah. There's millions of people out there waiting for this product to be delivered, and there's so much stress on my shoulders, and, you know, I'm doing everything here.
All right. Yeah,
don't tell me...
He's pushing play.
Pause every once in a while.
Wow. Play background music.
I had to get that chair out for you.
I know, that was
dude,
rough.
Man.
You got the headphones all
my,
wigged out
I
there.
Had to scoot the table in a little closer to myself.
Wow.
That was very good.
I didn't know. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Then he's got to clean the
so
toilet
much.
After I leave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So,
anyways.
I'll play someday.
You are planning on starting a band, though, right?
Yeah, I want to. Just like the Brian Bingham type thing, you know, where you just have, well, I guess not the Brian Bingham thing. People
right.
have done it forever, but just kind of have a band to back me up with my songs,
right.
which sounds really cocky to say, but that's what I want. And not necessarily a full-time band, like different people that can do different jobs, you know, or whatever. Because I want to do like more rock shows than just my acoustic stuff, kind of rock them out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that's similar to Maverick, too.
That's what I was going to say. That's kind of what inspired me, too.
Cause, yeah.
Yeah, because Tyler wrote all that stuff acoustically beforehand and then put a band to it, and it's good stuff, you know.
Like, so when we played with Tyler, was that all Maverick songs?
I think he did both because he has tons of songs that are not Maverick songs.
I really liked
they
him.
Might be. Yeah, he's good.
Seemed like a nice dude, too.
Whatever. Yeah, did cool. their podcast ever...
Did they have
Pop,
a podcast?
I seen something on Facebook. It was like the Maverick, you know, the Master podcast. And then I text Billy and I said, you guys got a podcast now? And he's like, we're just starting it off.
Oh,
and then I haven't
any
heard
idea.
Anything else about it. So,
There's a lot of, there's a guy that is like friends with one of them and he's a huge fan of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And he does like interviews with them and posts them on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's something to do with him or whatever.
Oh, maybe.
Because he seems like he's good at that stuff.
I mean, yeah.
Records all their live shows and posts them and stuff. I don't know him. I've never met him. But
yeah.
I follow him on YouTube. So that's about it.
That's cool.
Cool. Well, you want to play something?
Yeah.
What?
Play a couple songs.
How many songs are you going to do?
I don't know. Two or three.
Two or three?
I kind of want to do a cover song too. So a Steve Pultz song. So,
okay.
So you guys can hear Steve Pultz.
Okay.
But I'll do a couple of mine, too.
So what are they called and stuff?
The first one I'll do is, what's it called?
I don't know. I'm trying to make this sound
Still
professional.
Still some, what is it called? Shit. Still Blue in the Sky?
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I think.
That's the title version. Now.
Yeah. I think it is. It's on my YouTube and stuff.
It's on the internet.
No.
On the intranet.
Now it's that title.
Oh, it is now?
Yeah.
Because I said it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's on the podcast.
What,
it's
what
official.
Is it, what is it about?
It was my attempt to write something not so depressing,
mm-hmm.
which I do once every, 3 months. I'm like, I got to write something more uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just comes out of me. And I'm not saying my stuff's depressing, but wasn't as happy as I thought it was going to be, but it's more upbeat, you know, a little bit. So,
so you intended on it being happy, and then it was like,
yeah, I was trying to say like, oh, life sucks, but there's still blue in the sky. Like there's still some like silver lining, yeah, all that shit.
Silver clouding,
which is a Steve Pulse song.
Next,
yeah, silver clouding. Yeah, that'll song. Be my next one. Yeah.
And it's about cocaine.
Quit running my life, Jeremy. Shit. Oh, nice.
Because that does that too.
Yeah. That's good.
All right. Well,
I'll just play that one and then.
Okay, I'll push pause. We'll get you set up. We'll do a little check and shit.
Okay.
And then we'll get going.
Cool.
So hold on, Joey.
Suppose so.
All right. Well, we got no music in the background because we're here at the Pie Hole with Peter fucking Culver. This song is called what?
It's called Blue in the Sky.
I'm going to interrupt you again.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
All you want.
Go ahead.
Should I go now?
Pete, you're wasting fucking tape, bro. No, go ahead.
Okay. Blue in the Sky. It's so dry and high. Flames all around me, but I'm still cold inside. Take me with you. Can't stop feeling alone on this ride. It takes a man to learn how to feel now, but I can't without you. Forget the answers to all the lies and do what you wanna do. Look around. Never say goodbye. Remember there's still some blue in the sky. You can't just say none of this matters to me and still be free. Just take your life. Take your soul to where you want to be. Look around. Never say goodbye. Remember there's still some blue in the sky. Look around. Never say goodbye. Remember there's still some blue in the sky. Remember there's still some blue in the sky.
That's a good song, dude.
It is.
Yeah, I like it.
It's a little more uplifting.
Yeah, it is.
Somewhat.
I dig it.
Cool, thanks.
I dig it a lot. How long ago did you write that song?
About 3 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was, I think, the first song on my I'm going to write a song every week bullshit.
So is that the first time you played it out, or
no,
have you played
on,
it before?
No, it's on YouTube.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I recorded it. Just
well, that's not long. Out, though.
No, not out. No.
So that's an exclusive live?
Yeah, is this live?
Have you played it at the open mic?
Yeah, I've played it at the open mic.
Oh, have you?
Right after I wrote it, like the day after I wrote it.
Is that the one you were telling me about? You were...
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to play this right away.
Yeah. That's a good song, dude.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, I know. It's cool. What the hell did I do here? Do you want another song right now? Or
yeah, whatever you want
to
do.
It's up to you, dude.
Do you want to talk about the writing process on that one, buddy?
Yeah, we can. I was thinking about it.
Yeah, go ahead.
This one, I don't know if that's a good one to talk about it on. I've been trying. No, go ahead.
Get a little bit.
Don't point at me.
Sorry.
I don't want to interrupt. I talk quieter than I sing.
Yeah.
Maybe. No, I've been trying a different approach lately, writing, where I'm trying to write the music and the words together.
Oh, right.
Usually I write lyrics first.
And then
put music to it. That's what I usually do. But I'm trying to, like, you know, find a chord and then be like, what goes good with that?
As far as melody or full-on lyrics and everything?
Yeah,
oh, really?
Everything, yeah.
You're doing everything all at once. You're just jumping feet first.
Yeah. Wow. I've been trying to do that. I don't know if it's
And you usually did lyrics first before?
Yeah, I would write lyrics because I write lyrics constantly, like at work and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I take those and write music to them.
Once you do that, don't you have to, like, re-jumble all the words?
You do it a lot of times, yeah. That kind of sucks. So that's why I was like, I'll just do it this way and just write, you know. I mean, this song, maybe, like I said, is a bad example because it's G, C, and D, like literally.
Uh-huh.
Three chords, whole song. But, you know.
Yeah, but some of the best songs are just three chords.
Right. That's why I don't, like, let that bother me anymore. Yeah. It used to bother me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I got to put a G7 in there because it's weird.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, just play a G if it sounds good. Fuck it.
I used to get bothered by that, too. I'm like, God, but I never knew chords like back in the day, so I'd always have like a visual of a block or like an L or a T shape on the.
Oh yeah, like in your head.
Yeah,
on the fret. I know this is this shape, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, oh, I've been doing these four like blocks.
These four shapes.
Yeah.
It's like Tetris.
No, not even chords, just like power chords. So like.
Oh, right, like there, then there. Uh-huh. That means
yeah. So like it's an L.
Yeah, I get it.
But I would be the same way and be like, I got to do something different. But then, you know, it's like fucking Ramones made a whole career doing two or three chords in one song. You know?
Great career, too.
Yeah, fucking one of the greatest bands ever.
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah.
Right underneath MC5.
Well, sweet.
So
that was no inside information on songwriting at all.
Who, mine?
No, mine. Oh, I just write songs.
Yeah, that's
write lyrics and
well,
play
I
guitar.
You write lyrics first, so that's pretty
usually,
good.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah,
and I used to too, but
now you do riffs first.
Yeah. Like I said, dude, I hate lyrics.
I fucking can't stand
lyrics. I never know what to write about anymore.
I don't give a shit what I even say anymore.
Yeah,
it's obvious that I don't care what I say.
Right. That's why I like doing it this new way because it just. You start playing a chord and then you just come up with like in your head a melody and then you're like, what words would fit that? And
it
comes out meaning something, but it's not pre-thought of.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'll do the same thing. I'll do like chord progression type thing and then start humming a melody,
right.
But I'll fuck with that melody for like weeks. Before
oh, really?
Yeah. Then it's because I'll be, na, 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 you know,
right, yeah.
Like, okay.
How do you remember? Do you record it?
Yeah.
You just record it and then re-listen to it.
Yeah.
Because always, if I don't record it right, then I forget it.
Yeah, but some of the best songs, you don't even have to. You'll never forget it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's the same way, like, I was reading a book on Steven Tyler, and he goes, studio, they all get the music going.
Yeah.
And while they're writing, all he does is, like, scats throughout the whole, you know, song.
Uh-huh.
And then has that recorded, and then he works words into the sounds that he's making with the... The scatting and shit, you know?
Yeah.
So it's basically the same thing.
That's kind of what I did with Blindfold.
That's what I do all the time.
Yeah. That's cool.
You find the melody first and then...
Yeah.
Then you get kind of a feeling of what the song's...
Right,
a feel of it, you know?
About. So
yeah.
Especially like with Blindfold because it would sound a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't writing it.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't writing any of the music.
Right.
So I'd be like, okay, what does that guitar make me think of?
Right.
Or what does it make me feel like or whatever? I read something about Mick Jagger that he doesn't ever punch in. He doesn't ever, like, his vocals is from start to finish. Start to finish.
Really?
Yeah. He doesn't ever take pieces and paste it together. That's pretty, I thought that was pretty cool.
That's pretty fucking cool. That's probably what they probably didn't have the option as like we do now to cut and paste, like, because that was cutting,
literally cutting
the
paste,
tape
yeah.
and pacing.
But I mean, still
else.
To this day,
yeah,
it's still through the '80s, '90s, mm-hmm. the aughts, and, you know, whatever. I thought that was pretty cool.
The aughts, is that what we call it?
I don't know. I heard that the other day. I was like, that's cool. I can't wait to use that.
Like, I'm going
to
use that on the podcast.
Isn't that what I said on the podcast?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Maybe that's where I heard it.
The aughts.
The aughts. I never heard that.
I dubbed something else, like Clocktober.
Clocktober.
All right. Do you want to play another one then?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to switch this mic.
Okay. So what is this song called?
I'm going to do... Oh, shit.
You got to grow it from
I'm
that.
I'm going to shit.
I'll do That's what the song is about?
Yeah, it is. It's awesome.
That's gross.
It's really romantic. This is a, I'm going to do a Steve Pultz song. It's going to be that loud.
Can I ask you something real quick?
Yeah.
On your metal stuff, what kind of, what was like some of the stuff that you would write about there?
That I tried to write about?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I wrote one song already and I can't remember what it was about. I think it was about like fucking... Like reality and shit, because that's what I think about. Like,
so do you ever really use some? Do you use those type of lyrics for your acoustic stuff too?
Uh-huh.
So you don't you kind of just stay on the same.
I mean, yeah, I try and write like other about other things.
Mm-hmm.
It always comes out that way for some reason. Even if I'm writing like a love song, it just comes out like, is this even real? It's true. I was just looking at this other song I'm going to play. Is like that. Like I was trying to be. I don't even know what the fuck I was doing there. I think I was high. I must have been high. So, anyways,
what's that going to be? Again? Sorry.
Is that going to be loud enough? Like that? I'm finger plucking, so it's a little bit. Yeah. Okay. So this is a Steve Pultz song called Everything About You.
Okay.
It's, yeah, that's all I'll say about it. It's a good song. It's a love song.
Okay.
There we go. I love everything about you. I love the way you comb your hair, and I love the way you sashay in the room. Your perfume lingers in the air. I love everything about you. Oh, about you. I love the way you lick your lips, dear. You got fireworks in your head. And I love the way you bring me water when I'm thirsty in your bed. I love everything about you. Oh, about you. You were surely kissed by angels. Look at the freckles on your face. You got the devil in your eyes. Disappeared without a trace. I love sneaking out behind you when you're looking in the mirror. The way your eyes lock into mine, dear. Without guilt, without fear. I love everything about you. Oh, about you. I love everything about you. Oh, about you. great song.
That is a good fucking song, dude.
I bet you get laid playing that.
During it.
Yeah, I just did.
I know. I saw that. I was like, who the fuck let that hoe in my house?
It's a good song, though. I mean, it's...
Yeah, it's a really good song.
Very, like, super... Like, I would never write something that obvious.
Yeah.
I have a problem with that, too, you know? It's like, I love everything about you. Wonder what this song's about.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious, but it's cool.
Yeah, it's a fucking great song, man. What else? Steve Pultz, is he famous for working with anybody else besides Jewel? Or is
No.
Like, no other, like, bigger names?
No, I mean, he's toured with other people, bigger names.
No, I mean, but is he associated? He's not associated with
anybody, I don't think
like,
so.
Like he was with Jewel?
No, I don't think so. Hmm. He has a story about getting hired by, fuck, this is a lame story now because I can't think of who it is. Some guy that was in Vegas doing like a big show. He was like a 70s child star, one of those guys.
Leif Garrett?
Leif Garrett.
No.
That's our fucking go-to guy right there, Leif Garrett.
Donny Osmond?
No. Donny Osmond and Marie Osmond are doing a Christmas show.
Thank God.
At the Flamingo.
Thank God.
At the Flamingo, is that where?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just saw that the other day. I was like, ew.
Well, I was just in Vegas. They're at the Flamingo. Yeah.
So, no, he's not famous for anything else except his own shit. You would probably like the Rugburns, though. They're a punk band from San Diego.
That name sounds familiar. I might actually have some Rugburns, I think.
Yeah. They're kind of like, they're punk, but they're kind of a joke band, too. Not a joke band, but they write a lot of silly songs.
They do
a cover of Sesame Street.
Oh, I would totally be into that.
It's awesome, yeah. It's way cool. But anyway. So, yeah. Steve Pultz.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
I like that guy.
He has a bunch of
albums. Spotify him.
Yeah, Spotify that shit.
How many albums does he got out there?
Let's see. One, two. He doesn't have a lot. Like, he's got a bunch of, like, live albums. And when he does a show, he always records every show he does and then sells them the copy of the CD
to
the people that were there. So I have one of those when he played here.
Uh-huh.
I think officially he's only got, he's got a double album, so he's got five.
Oh, right on.
Studio albums. His new one just came out. I don't even have it yet. Oh. So. Because I don't have any money until payday. But he finally did one of my favorite songs of his. Because he just plays everywhere. He's got DVDs out and whatever. And he has a song called The Medical Career.
Uh-huh.
Oh, fucking good song. Make you cry.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Hold on.
I like songs like that.
Yeah. Well, and he talks about it in one of the live DVDs. He says that's his favorite song to play. He's like, when you're an artist, you get to play one song that's for you.
Mm-hmm. What's yours?
I don't know.
Yeah?
I haven't really thought about it.
What's yours?
That man? I wrote?
That I wrote?
Uh-huh.
Phone Call Away.
No, that's I wouldn't even favorite. Say that because it's so boring till it gets to the good part. And
But it's such a good build-up, though. So
and
great.
I only like playing that with either Adam or Jake. Right. Yeah, I don't like playing that by myself because it never sounds as good. Right. I don't know. I would say... Probably either Expired Time or Buying Time.
Uh-huh. Buying Time was good. I like that.
I always start my shows with Expired Time and I always end them with Buying Time.
Oh, do you, right?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Huh.
What's yours?
I don't have one fucking song that I like.
I don't either. I was just looking through like, what the fuck? I think like as far as covers, like my favorite song to play is Weary Kind. Like I love playing Weary Kind.
Why?
By Ryan Bingham.
Oh, yeah, you do a good version of that.
Oh,
you
thanks.
Do a really good version of that. That's yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah, it's a way good song. It just makes... Like, if I'm just sitting in my room by myself and playing through whatever, like today, mm-hmm. I always have to play that one, too.
Yeah.
And another, there's another Steve Pultz song called Stax, like the record label Stax.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That I love playing. But anyway.
You know what? I did like playing Total Eclipse of the Heart. I never played it live or anything.
Right.
Or played it. Like, all I did was record it. But I think that's the only song that I actually don't pick apart and I, like, just listen and enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good song.
What cover do you play? Do you like playing?
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
You like playing?
Oh, playing it? Oh, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe International U Day.
That's really good when you do that.
Miss X by MC5. I just figured it out today.
And oh, yeah?
So I'm way stoked about that.
Nice.
What about you?
Linoleum.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like it.
That's the first.
Not thing easy.
No.
No.
No. I'm kind of over that one.
Are you?
Yeah. Oh,
such a good song.
I did like playing Genie.
Oh yeah. By, Good Riddance.
Good Riddance.
I'm learning
you.
Always right now.
Oh, are you?
And
Bon Jovi.
No, Good Riddance.
What was that fucking Misfits?
Subscribe to my Spotify, bitch.
I will, bitch.
What was that Misfits song that we... Eagles Dare.
Yeah, Eagles Dare. We fucked that up totally.
We totally fucked it up, and it's not monkeys. A fun song to play, but the reaction we got from the sound guy made it way cooler.
I don't remember.
Okay, so he came down, and he was in a Misfits cover band, and he's like, dude, I have never heard the Misfits like that. Like, that's so cool. And it wasn't really that cool, you know?
yeah.
But...
Well, I remember halfway through the song, I just
fucking dove out of there. I'm all solo. I'm like, fuck!
And I couldn't keep up.
Yeah, and I'd never played by myself, so I have timing issues when I'm not playing with other people.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck, what the shit?
That was funny.
But anyway. What's your other song then?
The next one?
Mm-hmm.
The last one. This one I wrote like 2 weeks ago. I didn't write a song last week. I feel bad. I was trying to write a song every week.
Yeah. So what is that all about then?
Sorry. Well, I was actually speaking
push
of
that
Steve,
down.
Steve
the
Poltz.
Tops. There you go.
Steve Poltz was on a podcast. I can't remember what it's called right now.
Uh-huh.
And
was it the Pumpkin Pie
It
podcast?
Wasn't Pumpkin Pie. It's close, though. Hmm. Something like that. And he was talking about just putting deadlines on yourself and just writing. Just do it. Don't, you know, fuck around.
Right.
And he says, if there's deadlines, then you're just going to do it. And that kind of inspired me to, you know, think, I'm just going to write a new song every week. I mean, once a week isn't that hard to do.
Uh-huh.
Some people write every day. Like, Steve Poltz writes a song every day.
I think Joey Cape does, too.
Really? Yeah. And even if it's shit, you just write it. And once in a while, something good will come out, you know.
So, oh, whoa, Zella.
Whoa.
This show is brought to you by Zella stepping on the Coors.
And then I was going to bring up also, kind of a weird somebody to inspire me, but Kevin Smith was talking on, I think it was on the Fat Man on Batman podcast, but, you know, the Smodcast bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about the, you know, the shooting and stuff of the Batman premiere, that stuff. And he said, you know, the way to get back at these guys and the way to get back at the terrorists so the terrorists don't win and all that shit is just to create something instead of destroy.
So whatever you're
good at, just do it. You know, if it's music, if it's poetry, if it's painting, whatever, just do it because you're creating something, which I'm way into anyways, you know,
right.
Just wanting to create, you know, what's nothing better than that.
Right.
Know? So that combined with the Steve Poltz, I'm like, I'm just going to start writing songs. I mean, I've been writing songs, but.
Right. So how long have you been doing that for then?
It's been a month now.
And you've got?
I have 3.5 songs in a month.
3.5 songs in a month?
I wrote half of one last week, so. And that was one of them. That was the first one, Blue in the Sky.
So previous to that, to your new deadlines thing, how long had it been since you wrote a song?
Not very long. I mean, I still write probably once a month. I would just.
You still would?
Generally. But I wouldn't put myself like, I have to write a song this month. It would just. I'd feel like playing guitar and write a song, you know.
And do you usually, like, once your song is done, do you post it on your YouTube and stuff?
I usually do. My goal is to either post it on YouTube or play it at open mic or at least record it and post it on, like, Reverb Nation or something. Because I just record on my little recorder dealio.
Your little Tascam or whatever it's called?
Yeah.
Is it a Tascam?
I think so.
So, if people are wanting to get a hold of you to be in your band thing, or would they get a hold of you?
Facebook.
Uh-huh. So just Peter Allen Culver, or just Peter?
Peter Allen Culver on Facebook.
Is it Peter fucking Fonda?
Peter fucking Fonda. And,
Craig?
Craig.
Craig Culver.
Inside. Yeah. This is nice. Jeremy can't talk right now. How you doing over there, Jeremy? Yeah, I don't know.
So off your
Facebook,
what's your YouTube channel?
I was trying to figure that out before I came over, but just search for Peter Allen Culver. I'll come up.
And it pops up?
Yeah. Peter Allen, A-L-L-A-N, and it'll come up.
Okay.
So.
Cool. And this song
And
is-
you, I guess you can post on YouTube, like, if you want to, you know, say, oh, I like your song, or it's shit. Please tell me if it's shit.
And follow you and stuff.
Yeah. So.
Because there was a couple of stuff we posted. Did we posted the on the on the our Facebook page the cover that we did the against me cover that we did
on Facebook?
Yeah.
What is it called?
Teenage Anarchist.
Oh, for my thing. Oh, I didn't
is that on your page too?
Yeah, that's on my YouTube.
And that's on page. Your page as well, right? Well, you're tagged
just
in
online.
It.
I just favorited it or something.
Oh,
but okay. That is like out of every. I mean, I have a lot of songs just me sitting in my room, but I love watching that one with the three of us.
Yeah,
playing that, and that's on my YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
Which I think is just Peter Allen Culver too, but
okay. So this is what song? I'm sorry.
I didn't say yet.
Oh,
so don't apologize.
All right, guy. Sorry, buddy.
This one I wrote like 2 weeks ago. It's called New Rain. This is one of the ones that I was just writing while I was writing the lyrics,
uh-huh.
Which I like because it doesn't. I don't know. I guess there's an overall meaning if you listen to all the words, but it like doesn't really make sense. It just fits, you know. But it's, it sounds pretty good. So mm-hmm. How's that guitar? This one I sing pretty quiet, so.
Okay.
Does that sound good? The sky. So tall when the rain begins to fall.
What is that chord after the C?
I don't know what it's called. That one?
That, yeah.
I have no idea. I had to tab it out on my little...
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it just has that step down.
Uh-huh. That sounds cool as shit.
Cool, right? I think I stole that from one of my other songs. Like, I already used that somewhere.
It's a really good song, dude. Oh,
thanks, man.
So that's got to be cool about... one cool thing about writing a song every week is you can just... Say you write, say it's been a couple months, you got like fucking 8 or so songs.
Right.
And only 2 of them are good. You can piece the shitty ones together and make one really good one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point, yeah. Yeah, this last one I wrote, or the half one that I wrote, I'm probably going to do something like that with it.
Yeah.
Like maybe take the lyrics and fuck the rest and start over or something, but you can do that, you know?
Yeah. Beauty of music.
So have you played any shows since we played at Five Monkeys?
Nope.
No? Just doing the open mics?
And yeah, just open mic. Yeah. It's easy. I love open mics. You do 3 songs or 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Usually, like, I'm getting kind of comfortable, so I just go and then decide when I'm there, what I'm going to play. I don't, like, really prepare for it ahead of time because it's just open mic, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, I used to do it all the time. Yeah, it's awesome. So much fun.
It's fun, yeah. It's way fun to do that shit.
There's so many talented people, like...
Yeah.
There was this old guy at Alchemy Coffee. Have you ever been there? Uh-uh. God, I forget his name, but dude, he was amazing. Yeah. It was like you're getting a show.
Right.
Like a fucking concert. And he was, some of the songs he played, and it's like, is that your song? And he's like, yeah. I've been playing this song for like 20 years.
Wow. Right.
I wish I knew that guy's name because it was so good.
Well, I think a lot of people, they don't, you know, I mean, they're not trying to have a music career.
Yeah.
They just write, that's what I want to do. Just write songs, and where else are you going to perform? You go to like an open mic or something.
Yeah.
It's awesome, you know? And there's, age range at this place is, you know, huge.
Yeah.
Older people and young kids and sometimes rap artists with, like, keyboards and shit with rap beats and stuff.
Is there slam poetry?
There's not. I've never seen it. I don't think they'd be against it if you signed up.
Yeah. I got into that for a little
bit.
Did you? Yeah. I performed a couple times. And that's like...
Let's hear some.
I don't know. It's been, like, 7-8 years.
Right.
But, I don't know, some of those guys are so douchey.
Yeah.
Like, I was a pretty liberal thinking dude, you know? And then you start getting around a lot of those liberals, and it's like...
You're like, come on.
Oh, he grills me out. You know? They're so, like, I don't know. But anyway.
It's that, like, attitude, the, like, poetry attitude.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, in high school, like, writing classes I had and stuff, our teacher was totally like that. It was just, she'd use words that... don't normally use, you know, like grand. She would always say, that's really grand.
I had a creative writing teacher.
Yeah, it was
like
creative
that.
Writing.
Like one day he came in and he's like, I have an assignment for you all that no one's going to get graded on, but I would like to see everyone participate.
Yeah.
Make a clock from breakfast things. And we're just like, what the fuck? And he just was continuing for like 20 minutes about like, mixing a pancake with a little bit of concrete for the fucking the face of the clock.
What the hell?
Then Cheerios for the number, you know, like cereals, bacon for the arms. And
he thought he was
so
brilliant for saying all that.
Yeah, and we're just like, dude, you are fucking. And I was high, but I was like, this guy is fucking
this guy
as high as I am.
What is the word for that? Like just pretentious people.
Stoned.
I saw this yuppies, one slam poet. Well, it wasn't even a slam poet. I don't know why I said that because it's a catchphrase, I guess.
Yeah.
But it was this dude doing poetry, and he was like this little nerdy dude, and he was explaining like this sexual thing that he did with this girl, and it was in so much detail, and the way it was written was like so fucking poetic, and it was funny because he's just this little nerd guy.
Yeah.
Talk about whipping my big dick out.
Whoa.
And like,
oh, really?
Veiny dick. And it was going off. Dude, it was crazy. Me and Robbie Bills were watching it, and we were laughing our asses off. And then he takes the mic, and he like looks around, and he's like, this, of course, only happens in my fantasies.
Oh.
And then it was like, dude, your heart was breaking and shit.
Oh,
and then he starts going off on like, you know, kind of just talk about how like pathetic he is and shit.
No shit.
After like just having everybody rolling and laughing and like enjoy, like it was
that's
one of the best.
Deep, dude.
Yeah, I wish I knew that kid because I'd have him do it on this podcast.
Hell yeah,
he's awesome. Big veiny dick too.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah,
wow,
that's cool. So do you ever like sell CDs or anything like that at your open mics? Does anybody do that kind of stuff?
I haven't seen it. No, not at open mic. I think most of the people there are just like, you know, the level I'm at. They don't do shows and stuff. That's just what they do. Open mic. I mean, Amelia Dawn that's playing at our show, I think she does shows, you know, other places or has before.
Yeah.
And
well,
I don't know.
YouTube, I found her.
She's on YouTube. And I don't think she has like CDs or music out.
Yeah.
And nobody else there really does. I mean, I haven't asked anybody else to play shows, but I just liked her voice.
Mm-hmm.
She's very Lisa Loeb-ish kind of.
Mm.
It's kind of cool that you said it's kind of a place for people who don't really care to have a music career. Right. Just kind of go to...
Yeah.
Because it's not really like any of us are still holding on to that big dream or anything, totally, you know what I mean? But like, you still have to play your fucking music every once in a while, you know? Yeah. And to have a crowd or, you know, some people hear you.
Yeah.
That's part of the...
Well, more people hear me there than sitting in my bedroom, you know, playing songs.
Right, right.
You know? Or trying to impress chicks or whatever.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's like, oh, let's go somewhere in front of people. Yeah. Sometimes that place gets pretty packed, too. So.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah,
sometimes
when I went,
you play
when
with
I
two
went
people.
See, to see
yeah,
you
there's,
play. There
was you and Joey came out just the one time or twice? Just once?
I think just the once.
Do you? Is there other open mic places that you play, or is it just the
I haven't
point?
Anywhere else. There's that one that's just down on 126th, mm-hmm. the coffee house, coffee shop. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's called. I do it on Friday nights, but I just haven't done it yet.
And high points on what? Redwood and 7800 South?
Yeah.
And they do it every Friday?
Every Saturday.
Every Saturday. And then Cocopelli's does it every Friday, right?
Uh-huh.
See, that would be perfect.
You do your whole fucking weekend.
Yeah.
Go to church on Sunday.
Yeah. Play my songs in church.
Mm-hmm.
I wish.
When your alarm goes off on your breakfast clock, you can be like, oh, it's time to put on my snazzy pants and go to church.
Clocktober.
Clocktober. Roll in. That's going to be a big thing here soon.
Clocktober?
Clocktober. Fuck mustaches, dude. Everybody's going to be wearing big-ass fucking clocks and shit. Like old fucking, yeah, boy. What's his name?
Yeah.
Flava Flav.
Flava Flav.
Well, that's funny you said that because I started painting.
Clocks?
Yeah.
Really?
It is Clocktober.
Wow. No, seriously.
See?
Everything's connected, man.
I'm painting on records, like spray painting records,
right,
and then just painting stuff on it, and then I'm going to make like clocks.
Out of the records?
Out of the records.
And the paintings.
Uh-huh.
That's a cool idea. Painting. I'm going to have to tell my old creative writing teacher that, you do. Go smoke a nugget.
Take a record.
Go smoke a nugget at his house. You know what? He had testicular cancer, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. We might be ball brothers.
Ball buddies.
Put them together and we got a pair.
Fucking, there's going to be clocks everywhere in your guys' fucking...
In our future?
In your future fucking nug hut.
Clocks and cocks.
Whoa.
And he was a track star. Now that you're running too, oh my god, what is this world coming to?
It's me in the future, dude.
That is.
I taught you.
You know what it is?
What you're going into.
Because the fucking end of the world ends on my birthday this year.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking shaman.
There you
go. So I'm telling everyone that Clocktober is going to be huge. Just
and look what happened.
2 months.
I started painting a clock today.
I know, Jesus. And I invented that what? Yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday.
Holy shit, dude.
Wow.
Make a wish, god damn. So you got to anything to plug other than the Creator One?
No, I think Creator One, yeah. Just our show, and I already plugged the YouTube and Facebook mm-hmm. shit. I have a Reverb Nation.
Is that just solo stuff?
Yeah, just my solo stuff. That's all I have out there.
Really. Well, no, not necessarily, because you can also hear Pete playing bass on Radio Courtesy album. I think it's still available on iTunes.
And it is. And Spotify.
Amazon's. And Spotify?
Uh-huh.
Is it on Spotify?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I jam it all the time.
How'd that happen?
I don't know, but I better go stand by my mailbox for the rest of my
world.
We're going to
get a check.
Pretty soon.
10 cents.
Pretty soon. It'll be a stamp, an envelope with a stamp with another stamp inside.
Yeah, it'll be like, that's all it is. Cost more to send than you actually get.
Right.
Didn't we set up like an account they could just deposit it in?
I don't know. It's probably floating around with all my past 401ks from
I'm no kidding.
All your jobs?
From all my jobs as a child.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah.
Cool. Well, anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah. No. No, I'm kind of sick of talking.
All right, cool. Jeremy, you got anything?
I got nothing. I'm making clocks.
You.
Making clocks.
Are you going to be having some of those at your show?
Maybe.
At Creator One?
I don't know.
Can we get a little inside of what you're going to be bringing?
Well, I'm not going to be showing anything.
Oh, you're not showing anything?
I was going to ask you that. Maybe you should.
No, I might put a couple things for the silent auction.
Uh-huh.
Oh, cool.
But I'm not going to be showing any of my stuff. Maybe in the future.
I'm pretty stoked to fucking see everybody's stuff.
Yeah,
me too. We were planning on doing a collaboration of like everybody paint, and everybody agreed on it, but I just kind of didn't get organized. And
uh-huh.
But we're going to do like everybody paint on the same canvas,
uh-huh.
like all four or five painters,
uh-huh.
and then do that as a silent auction.
Oh, that'd be fucking way cool.
But I think that'd be
still
a pain.
Got a month, right?
Well, yeah, a little less than a month. And that's, I don't know.
What's the date of it?
November 3rd.
November 3rd.
So that's a long time. I mean, that's a short amount of time
to paint, yeah.
For everybody to get on board. And so maybe in the future, if we have more.
I think you should.
We will have more, right?
Yeah, I want to.
Yeah.
So we'll see how this one goes.
The whole Creato One thing, is that this? Is that something you're going to go with, run with?
Yeah.
Creato One?
You invent that?
Uh-huh.
I like it.
And that's just local artists all together in some form or another.
I need to do something if Blindfold's not doing anything. So.
Oh, yeah. We'll do that. Yeah. Creato One.
So, yeah, I dig it.
Yeah, I like it. It's a good idea. So,
just like-minded people. I was thinking of even doing an art show called In Fraud We Trust.
Ooh.
Fraudcast.
Wow. Thing.
Holy shit. Fuck yeah. We can do that.
Or Fraud Bless America.
Fraud Bless America. Holy shit. Yeah, I dig that.
Yeah.
I'll start writing the our Pledge Allegiance here soon. yeah,
I do appreciate the being on the podcast, though.
Yeah, welcome back.
Thanks. Had a good time.
Yeah, we'll have to have you on again.
It's one of the only podcasts I listen to every time, no matter what.
Yeah?
It's changed a lot over the years.
It has, yeah. It's gotten better.
Thank you.
Has it?
Oh, yeah. Since I left, it's way better.
You don't really got to lie anymore. No, you're pretty much golden now.
Yeah, right. No, it has. I do like, because last week with Chad, last 3 weeks ago.
Right.
Last time. That was awesome. New thing that you're doing.
Oh, and check out his Bandcamp page. Did we talk about it on the podcast?
We did talk about it. Go ahead, say it.
Okay, ChadJensenBandcamp.com.
Yeah, I think the last two were Chatty and JLJ.
Yeah, JLJ was a good one, too. Yeah,
I listen to it, and I'm like, holy fuck, I'm actually learning something from something that I'm a part of.
Yeah. That's so true.
Because before it was like, oh, yeah, I remember that because I said it last week, and that's all I think about.
Instead of you and I just telling the same stories we've told each other over and over.
It's like, dude, remember that Facts of Life where Tootie's fucking got that sucker and she's going to stab that guy in the eye and she calls it killer candy? Do you actually remember that?
No.
I was thinking about that the other day. Because they had like, it was like the rape episode or something. I'm doing air quotes, so nobody actually got raped.
Uh-huh.
But, awkward.
Way to bring up rape and then just stop.
So
you bring
so
up
anyways,
rape and candy the guy, in the same sentence.
There was
and then
a guy
stops.
Teaching him self-defense, and he was saying that you can put the keys in your hands with the keys sticking out of your knuckles, you know, and stab the guy. Or a sucker. And Tootie's like, killer candy.
On that
anyway,
note,
wow.
So one time Brad made me this cassette and it had Cheap Trick
killer
on
candy.
It was fucking awesome, dude.
Wow.
Cool. All right. Well, we'll end that on rape.
Fraud bless the children of the beast.
Oh, whoa. Shit.
I barely came up with that.
You wrote that. In Clocktober, that happened. God bless the children.
Checking.
Jeremy's always up on it like this.
Love
that
you.
Sounds like it's really loud.
Does it? But it's not.
It's Snot?
Nope.
It's a good band.
Snot?
The Temptations.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Snot.
Oh, we're frozen. Okay. I think I need a new computer.
Yeah, you need one with the CD drive that works.
Sorry about that.
About what?